Okay, so here's the thing that everybody wants to know. They want to be able to tune in to the spiritual internet, so they get impressions, and impressions to the soul. Now, the great part about impressions to the soul, I have found them to be 100% accurate, as long as I don't misinterpret them. You know, you can get something that's 100% accurate, and you can like add your own feelings to it a little bit and your own flavor, and screw it up a little bit. Let's say, for instance, you meet what you think is your one and only, and you register with this person. This person is a good person, and you register. You through a certain amount of contact with a soul, you pick up their soul, and you register that they're a very good person, and you get a very good feeling about them, and you think, well, that must mean I'm supposed to marry this person. Well, it may not mean that. It just might mean this person is a good person and might even be linked to your soul group. You know, we all have soul groups of certain individuals that we're close to that sometimes we'll meet in this life. And it may not mean that you're supposed to marry this person. So you have to go analyze what you actually receive and say, now, it means this much, and anything more than that, I'm maybe putting my interpretation on it. It may or may not be accurate. But I know it means this person is a person that, you know, I can get along with, that I can feel close to, that is a good person, that thinks a lot the way I do, sees a lot of things the way I do. And so, but it may not mean that I'm supposed to marry him, or it may not mean I'm supposed to go in business with him, or whatever. It just may be an indication that they're an old friend from past lifetimes that I have a connection with. Okay. So in other words, when you get an impression through the soul, you have to analyze it with the mind. And make sure you don't take it beyond that which was intended. But now, the actual impressions themselves through the soul, I have found to be 100% accurate. I can't think of one that I have received that has not been accurate. And, for instance, one I received through Artie was that I was married at the time, and my wife's support for the metaphysical work was wanting. and one time, it just, the soul impression came to me very strongly. It says, don't worry, if your current wife doesn't support you, Artie will help you. And I thought, well, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to marry her, be close to her, or what? You know, I didn't know for sure what that meant, but I had the impression that, you know, I may wind up being married to her, you know, and that's what happened. But it was extremely accurate. This is why the first time that when the dividing point came, the very first time that I spent any time with her, I just told her we're going to get married. Because I had that soul impression, and I knew it was reliable because I've tested it in the past, and I just know that when it comes, it's accurate.
But that was your jump. You got the impression that she'd support you. Your impression was that, don't worry, Artie would support you.
Well, I got more confirmation later. Okay. Yeah.
Because that's your jump.
Yeah. But at first, I wasn't sure, but then I got more confirmation later, you know, as to what would happen. But
we're not going there.
So, now I want to hear from Mark.
So if I get the impression that this person's going to support me.
Yeah, when I told Artie that, she said, blah, blah, blah. Wait, this is going way too fast. Way too fast. Yeah, anyway.
My interpretation to say, if I did, without anything else, it would be my interpretation to say, well, that must mean that we're going to get married because I got confirmation that you're going to support me. When in all actuality, it could just mean that they're going to support me.
Yeah, at that point. Like I say, at that point, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure until later on when lightning struck.
Soul contact has happened, but I misinterpreted it.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that can happen. You can get soul contact and then misinterpret it. Yeah, or take it too far beyond what it was intended. Yeah.
You asked us to think of the question of a question before we had the break. Did you answer it and I missed it?
No, he hasn't.
Okay, that's what we're getting to now. How do we recognize soul contact? Okay, and this is a question everybody wants to know. Okay, people say, now, you know, I get ideas and different things, but I'm not sure if I really made soul contact. Now, when soul contact first comes, when you get communication through the soul from the other side, true spiritual communication, first of all, one of the problems is you have all kinds of people running around think they receive spiritual communication when they haven't received any at all. What they've received is feelings from their higher astral body. And these feelings from the higher astral body are merely a result of their desires and then feeding in, tapping into their desires and getting what they desire, the answer they desire. And well, in the Mormon church, for instance, a lot of people get up, I bear testimony that this is true, the Spirit has told me. And the various churches have their spiritual contacts, which they claim. And a lot of these are just astral connections. They feel good about their astral feelings about Jesus or whatever, and they think this is high spiritual contact.
It's the highest they've had.
It's the highest they've had. But they haven't really received true soul contact. True soul contact comes, the first time it will come to you will be in what's called the still, small voice. You'll be like driving down the road. I always use the term driving down the road because that's often when I have received some of my greatest contacts. It's driving down the road, my mind's blank, not thinking of anything. And, you know, nature abhors a vacuum, they say. When your mind's a vacuum, sometimes you can like suck in some higher thought from somewhere. You know, it's funny how that works. But you may be driving down the road, just your mind's almost blank, and you may be thinking vaguely something, or maybe the previous couple days you were thinking, put a lot of thought into something, and then a message will come to you. It won't be a vocal voice, but it'll be an inner voice giving you some information or direction. And the first thing you'll think when it comes is, what was that? Was that my imagination? It seems a little bit different than my imagination. Yeah, like it came from out there somewhere, you know. So that's the first thing you'll notice about it. It seems just a little different.
Not my voice.
Yeah, it's not my regular imagination, or was it? You know, it's so close, but it's different. And you think, it is probably my imagination. So you ignore it. And then later on, you really regret that you didn't follow this information because you find out it was 100% right. And you really, maybe, you might have really wind up suffering a lot because this was information that was essential for you and you didn't take it because you thought you just imagined it. And this will often happen. And so you'll screw up about maybe two or three times, or maybe even more, because it'll come to you and you'll think, well, you know, I couldn't be receiving something. You know, that has to be my imagination. And maybe two or three times it'll come to you and it'll be right each time. And then after about three times you'll think, oh, next time that comes I've got to pay attention. You know, because I think that's actually a communication from the soul. You may not even know that language. You may say from God or from the Spirit or from the great beyond.
I think it's got to be more than intuition.
No, I mean, that's what we call it. When people have seekers who don't have a language, don't know what they're talking about yet, and they get that message, most of them call it intuition. I just had the intuition when they start getting that. Even if it is real soul contact, I think without language, by Intuition is one of those words that gets thrown about a lot.
So you know when you know. Yeah. To me, that's intuition. You know, when it just comes to you and you don't even question it, you move upon
yes.
it, or you.
You and I would use intuition in a different vocabulary way. We would have a different understanding of it. I was just thinking of the moment of the first people when they first start hearing the voice without having any study, any.
Yeah, you wonder, am I imagining things? You know, and then when you start to trust it, then if you follow it, then you find out this is reliable. And then as you begin to follow it, it comes with greater force. It comes with greater power. And then there will come times where it will come to you very strongly. I mean, it will be maybe even overwhelmingly strong and leave absolutely no doubt. And other times it will come, even after you've had it for a while, it will come like the still small voice, and it kind of tests you like, am I imagining things again?
So that's actually soul contact then.
Right, right.
I'm thinking the same thing. That's right.
So you've had soul contact all this time and didn't know about it, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking I've never had soul contact, but now I'm thinking, hey, get out of here. That's what it is.
Wow. That's soul contact. Go ahead.
Give myself more credit.
Yeah, right. I always knew you were spiritual.